The Holy Prophet ﷺ, he said, Wallahi la a'rifu. I swear by Allah, I know rocks that used to give me greeting when I was. Used to say, Salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Rocks, trees, rabbits, lobs, you know, the palm tree, what's in the masjid when he used to stand on it and give sermon, and then they built him a mihrab, and they moved it outside the masjid. It was a crying they could hear. One sheikh, he said, Subhanallah, Ya Ummat Muhammad, Subhanallah, praise be to Allah, Ummat Muhammad, follower of Muhammad. He said, a tree cries because of the separations of the Holy Prophet. Are we not, you know, raised to the levels of plant, you know, tree? We cannot cry when we are separated from him. We don't think about him. So he's comparing us to a log of tree. So the Holy Prophet, he recommend that it should be grave, be dug and be buried. Yeah. He gave her the choice, Subhanallah. He, through his love and care, he said to her, we could take you to a garden, plant you, and you will relive again. You will have, you know, you could bear fruit and continue. Or we could bury you. And you will be buried. You'll be resurrected in the day of judgment. She said, I will take the second. I don't want to live again. After separation from you, I will better be dead. Even the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a camel, bone, skin and bones, come running and he hide behind the Holy Prophet. So he hide behind him. Everybody could see him. He's look of frightened, you know, skinny camels. He hide behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saying something to him. So he said, all right. And two people, they came running round, and they looked. They said, that camel behind you, Prophet, it's our camel. He said, yes, he told me. He said, and he also told me a few other things. And then when he complained, he told them what the camel told him, how he was taken as he was young and healthy. And they did all this kind of work. They worked him to death. And now, he said, I'm reaching an old age. They want to kill me. Is that true? He said, oh, no, it's not really. Hiding the sword behind. So they said, all right, gave it. Yeah, sabilillah. Trees. Prophet goes tell the trees to come. One man, he came challenging him. He's the universal man. You see, when we say Allah, we see it on two levels. Is Allah here from one level? Is Allah descend to the name? But also, in another way, Allah also descend to the universal man, which is, means the same thing, really. As the Holy Prophet said, Ana Arabi? Without the ayn. What does it mean?
Rabbi.
Rabb. Lord. So,
Arab.
Arabi. لا عربي. هي لعب لا لا هو كلام خطير ده كلام كبير جدا يعني كلام معرفة. So it is very amazing that what the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم So the signs on the horizons, it will give you certain satisfactions and tranquility of the realizations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you realize they exist because of Allah. That's why the man who said that the real human being would really believe if he say to a mountain like that, move, and the mountain there is moved. He said to the mountain, get back, I'm not talking to you. This is how powerful the iman is. This is the mountain Allah, he lifted above the Jews. Was Mount Sinai was hanging like ET thing? Spaceship, huh? Allahu Akbar. Because the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is one. And exists through it is Lord, the Rabb. And if that realization has come to us, then we recognize that all of this celestial body, they exist billah. They exist by Allah, not by themselves. And through this way, you start to know Allah through the creations. And after knowing Allah through the creation, and this is the indications where Allah, he said, isn't enough that your Lord, he's witnessing over all things. So you could see and feel that witnessing within yourself. And this, the Sheikh here, he say, this isn't enough that your Lord, he's witnessing over all things. It is more of scolding us, like, what's the matter with you, huh? Don't understand this? You see me? There is nothing else could do this. وَمَنْ كَانَ قَيُّومَتَهُ قَيُّومَتِهِ بِاللَّهِ وَاسْتِغْنَاءَهُ بِاللَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ غَيْرَهُ وَإِلَى ذَلِكَ أَشَارَ الْعَارِفِ النَّابِلِسِ حِينَ قَالَ. The one who existed through Allah and he is rich by Allah. He exists with Allah. Kana lillah. Because Allah was and nothing was with him. And this is the great Sufi master. Remember, we went to his grave in Cairo. Sheikh Omar Nablusi. No, we didn't go. In takun billahi qa'iman lam takun bal antahu. If you are exist really and truly by Allah, lam takun, you do not exist, but Allah, you exist by Allah. Anta dhullul ghayb min asma'ihi, you are the shadows of the unseen through his names, and the sun is Allah. This is the symbolism of that. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqulu al-haq wa huwa yahdi as-sabeel.